Action item number 21, discussion and possible action on Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Contract Amendment. David Collinsworth.
Thank you. Chief, you can go to the next slide. There you go. This agenda item starts right at the heart of the drought that so many of you are reading about. As you can see, for those of you that don't know, I have on the map there the Williamson County Raw Water Line. This is a piece of infrastructure that's owned by five customers in Williamson County: City of Georgetown, City of Round Rock, Chisholm Trail Sud, Jonas Special Utility District, and Brushy Creek. And it is a critical piece of infrastructure that flows water from Stillhouse Hollow Lake to Lake Georgetown. It's important. It is even project critical this time of year when we have droughts to move water. Today we're going to move about 28 million gallons of water through that pipeline. Unfortunately, today those five customers are going to take about 52 million gallons of water out of Lake Georgetown. So Lake Georgetown is just becoming a bathtub, if you will. The original plan and design of the intake was to build the 27-mile pipeline and then stick two pumps in the intake on Stillhouse Hollow. And the plan was, as demands required, the Brazos River Authority would go in and increase the size of the pumps, add pumps to the pipeline as necessary. It is now time to do that. We've been studying for over a year trying to model and figure out the most efficient pumps to put in, the quickest way to move water, the cheapest way to move water for those customers, and it's time to move forward with purchasing those pumps. The drought is underscoring the need for those pumps. One thing that that we do in-house, much as you saw Jim Forte's financial model yesterday, we have folks on the other side of the building that spend a significant amount of time looking at inflows and outflows to the lake and evaporation and modeling the lake levels. And we can model a scenario to where late next summer those pumps will be critical for those five customers. There is also a scenario where the pump manufacturers need more than 40 weeks to produce those pumps, because they're just not pumps that you pull off the shelf at Walmart. So it's a significant project. It's going to be very critical to the customers. Just for your information, the project will be somewhere in the $5 to $7 million range, and it will be funded 100% by the five customers. So what we're asking for today is the board's approval to allow the GM CEO to move forth and to be able to execute and negotiate any of the agreements that may come up in the next few months that will allow us to expedite that project. It would be more typical of some of the construction projects that we've had in the past for us to come to you step by step, but when you look at an expedited timeline, it has us needing to sign some contracts and move out on some things in November and December that will be untimely for the board. Bill brings up a good point to highlight with you all that we're having a tremendous amount of communication back and forth with the customers, trying to understand what their water issues are today, what their use patterns are, and also our operations staff is busy with an exercise where we're looking nationwide for additional pumps, and also working with Encore and working with the pump manufacturers to understand what's available should we have a breakdown, or what's available should something go wrong with the existing pumps that we have, and also working with Encore to make sure that they can meet the electrical demands when we bring these new 2,000 horsepower pumps into place. Any
Dave,
questions?
Yes, sir. Are working on a contingency plan if we have a pump failure, and
yes, sir,
what
we
does
are.
That look? What's the window look like? How long do you have to get it repaired?
Director Sloan, that's a real good question, and we have a detailed list, just depending on what part of the pump it is breaks, and there are parts of the pump that could go out that we could have fixed in 4 to 6 days. There are impellers and other parts of the pumps that if they went out, it could be 10 weeks before we could have it replaced.
What is the window that we have? If it fails, how long do we have before we really have a crisis out? Because they're drawing more water out of Georgetown than if you cut that, than it's currently being poured. We cut it in half, then how long does it take before we have a real cut?
But John can talk to this better, but if the groundwaters fail and the pumps fail simultaneously, they're in deep trouble.
You got two critical issues that could occur right now. If every rock for those guys would go from, I think they're all in stage two or stage, they haven't triggered stage three of the drought tank yet, but Georgetown's talking about doing it. They'd go from that to immediate mandatory conservation. By necessity, they'd have to, because as David pointed out, right now, Round Rock alone is taking 1 million gallons a day more than what the water line is.
So what? At today's lake level, and today's demands, we've got at least 45 days without changing anything.
If the intake failed and the groundwater failed, or just the intake?
Yeah, that's 45 days of
okay.
No changes. We had to go to some kind of contingency plan that extended.
Right.
Yeah, and what we're going off of is not the bottom of the lake. We're going off of where the intakes are
sure.
For the different facilities, because that clearly is the biggest concern.
And a morbid thing happened. As we were going through these contingency plans, we talked about it one night, and the next morning we get a call, and he said, we've had problems with the pumps.
What?
And it turns out the electric company had done some non-coordinated movements, and it caused some perturbations in the pump, but we got it back up online.
And Encore that has to put the electricity out there, is that readily available, or are they giving us a pushback? Or?
No.
No, they're not giving us any pushback.
Okay. It's just we're whistling by the graveyard, so to speak.
Yes, I'm curious, with these new pumps, how much more water will move through that line?
We're with the four pumps that we'll have in place, we'll be able to move almost 47,000 acre feet of water a year. I don't know what.
It's about double.
Yeah. Okay. So somewhere close to 55 MGD.
But through the same MGD. Line.
Through the same line.
If anybody didn't notice, we made national news this morning, not BRA, but water. There was a guy, if anyone knows Lake Travis, they did a broadcast from the Sumter Island in the middle of Lake Travis this morning on Good Morning America. So, I mean, this is real stuff. David, thank you. Do you have a resolution for us?
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to complete all necessary actions, including but not limited to the execution of any and all contracts required to expedite and complete the Phase 2 pump improvement project for the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line.
Thank you. You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Motion.
Motion by Kilgore, second by Breeden. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Fluitt?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrude?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.